This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Union Cabinet has approved the budget of 11,718 crore rupees for conducting Census of India 2027. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said Census 2027 will be the first ever digital census, adding that 30 lakh field functionaries will be involved in the exercise.
It's considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. Itna massive exercise hai ye, iske liye puri taiyari ki gayi hai. Bahut well planned tarike se isko kiya jayega, and a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time.
The minister announced that Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved reforms in coal linkage policy, Coal Setu. He said India is moving towards Atmanirbharta in coal sector.
इम्पोर्ट पे जो पहले डिपेंडेंस होती थी वो डिपेंडेंस करीब करीब बहुत कम हो गई है. नाउ वी आर सेविंग अबाउट 60,000 करोड़ रुपीस ऑन फॉरेक्स बिकॉज ऑफ द रिड्यूस्ड डिपेंडेंस ऑन इम्पोर्टेड कोल.
द कैबिनेट कमिटी ऑन इकोनॉमिक अफेयर्स हैज आल्सो गिवन इट्स अप्रूवल फॉर द मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस एमएसपी फॉर कोपरा फॉर 2026 सीजन. द एमएसपी फॉर 2026 सीजन इज एन इंक्रीज ऑफ 445 रुपीज पर क्विंटल फॉर मिलिंग कोपरा एंड 400 rupees per quintal for boll copra over the previous season. Mr. Vaishnav said the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 12,027 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,500 rupees per quintal for 2026 season. India's resolution on strengthening the global management of wildfires was adopted at the 7th session of the United Nations Environment Assembly, UNEA7, in Nairobi of Kenya. The resolution moved by India received wide support from member states, reaffirming global recognition of the urgent need to address the rising threat of wildfires worldwide. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change in a statement said India underlined that wildfires have emerged as one of the most pressing environmental challenges globally. 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage concluded at Red Fort in New Delhi. Addressing the conclusion of the event, Culture Secretary Vivek Agrawal said India's long-standing civilizational view of culture as a collective inheritance is guided by the ethos of protecting culture, protecting the world. Sikkim Legislative Assembly unanimously passed a proposal granting Scheduled Tribe ST status to 12 communities. The House approved the recommendation included in the detailed report recently submitted by the High-Level Committee formed by Government of Sikkim. This move will help ensure official Scheduled Tribe benefits and rights for people belonging to these 12 communities of Sikkim. The Commission for Air Quality Management has constituted an expert committee in NCR and adjoining areas to develop a robust multi-pronged roadmap for emission reduction in the vehicular sector. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change informed that the expert committee will recommend additional measures for the abatement of air pollution caused by vehicular transport. The committee will submit its recommendations within a period of 2 months, with the first meeting scheduled on 15th of this month. Ministry of Communications and Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, signed a memorandum of understanding in New Delhi to train and certify postal employees as mutual fund distributors. The select postal workers will provide investor services and facilitate mutual fund transactions through the platform. The ministry hailed it as a major step towards strengthening financial inclusion and expanding access to investment products across the country. In the Squash World Cup being held in Chennai, host India advanced to the semi-finals with a comfortable 3-0 win over South Africa in the quarter-finals. India will take on reigning champion Egypt in the semi-final, and Japan will be up against top seed Hong Kong, China today. And that's the end of the news bulletin.